Suicide prevention was the focus of about 100 tribal representatives attending the 13th Alaska Tribal Leaders Summit in Anchorage Thursday and Friday. Alaska has the nation's second highest suicide rate. In rural Alaska, suicide rates are 4 times the national average and involve disproportionately high numbers of young Alaska Native men. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
Ivan M. Ivan is chief of the Native community of Akiak in western Alaska.
I was born in 1945. Three men.
He was one of a panel of speakers who pointed to historical trauma and rapid change, such as the loss of self-governance and of hunting and fishing rights, as factors that contribute to Alaska's high rate of suicide.
The governance that I saw was by elders, and they did it by their traditional laws, rules, and they did it quietly, their way.
Drug and alcohol abuse came up over and over. People described substance abuse as a refuge for people suffering from untreated mental illness, a slow form of suicide, and as a disease that can be overcome. Roland Andrew of Kungiganik says his village used local option laws to ban alcohol and imposed a 3% sales tax to back it up.
Without the sales tax, we started our surgeon season. All incoming passengers that are coming into my village will be insured, no matter who you are.
But several people said not enough villages are taking action. Anchorage resident Lucy Spark, who's originally from Chivac in western Alaska, says she's attended many meetings where people get charged up with hope.
But when we go home, what happens? What happens? Nothing gets done. There are people who try to do something in the village, in the villages when they go back, but nobody seemed to be listening.
Robert Sanderson Jr. of Ketchikan urged participants to help elect tribal council members who will fight to get suicide numbers down. Summit participants came up with dozens of other solutions. Bill Martin of Juneau said a locked gun safe can slow down a person long enough to change his or her mind about suicide. Russell Lamont Sr. from Emonic said something as simple as friendly attention to children can foster feelings of belonging.
It becomes like our own. Even little children, little ones, you go tap on the shoulder and wave at them. They recognize, well, somebody cares. So we just need to take a little moment, little time, and just recognize our children.
Other solutions included teaching people their native language, getting teenagers involved in community activities, increased public understanding of suicide risk and warning signs, and more training programs on suicide prevention and specific interventions. Tribal leaders attending the summit adopted resolutions with recommendations for action. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.